Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Tuesday, October 29th, and today we're reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 55, reading paragraph 4, which begins with, "We can only clear the ground," and ends with, "is sure to come." Today's readers are Mary P. for the 12 Steps, Leland B. P. For the 12 Traditions, Luann C. will read and comment on our text, Alex K. on page 164, Sherry Z. is here for backup. We also have a newcomer greeter, Diane B., and we'll be closing out with some announcements by Shelley E. Thank you, everybody, for your service. DOA Preamble. Let me give you the reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting as 21865. That's 21865. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 21867. That's 21867. DOA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Mary P. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Thanks, Elaine. This is Mary P. in Texas, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we have harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service this month, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. And I will now ask Leland P. to please read the 12 traditions for us.
Hi, it's Leland P. in Berlin, recovering compulsive overeater, and these are the 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. they do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service in October.
Thank you so much, Lilan. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 55, paragraph 4, which begins with, "We can only clear the ground a bit." And I will now ask Luann C., to please begin reading for us.
Thank you, Elaine. Thanks to Team Tuesday for the service this month. And good morning, everyone. My name is Luann C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Boise, Idaho. And the reading is, "We can only clear the ground a bit. If our testimony helps sweep away prejudice, enables you to think honestly, encourages you to search diligently within yourself, then, if you wish, you can join us on the broad highway. With this attitude, you cannot fail. The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you." So, this is such a short paragraph, but it was, I really had to think on it. But for me, the testimony of recovered members, you know, seeing them free cleared the ground to make me willing to get rid of the prejudice that was by now holding me in bondage. And my self-imposed crisis made me willing to be rock bottom honest. And I was compelled by the reality of this disease to be diligent in my working of the steps and keep pushing forward. And then I just emerged on this broad highway, and the consciousness of my belief that was there all the time, it did come to me. But really, for me, it has been more than awareness of my belief in God. It's a whole new consciousness, a renewal of my mind. In the old days, when a thought, quote unquote, occurred to me, it was some self-centered thought around, you know, control or shopping or food. But in this new consciousness, I have the answers to page 24. Now, thoughts about the consequences are coming to me with sufficient force. Now I have a defense against the first bite. But not only that, new thoughts of how to be helpful to someone. Who is this? I'm not used to being this way. You know, a positive, more hopeful attitude towards life. I'm letting that awful pettiness against other people go quicker. And, you know, now there's no need for it anymore. And all I have to do to maintain this state is to keep sharing it, doing the steps, however imperfectly, every day, expanding my spiritual life. It's a beautiful way of life. I'm so grateful for it. And I thank you all for being a part of it. And I hope you have a great day. That's all I've got. Thanks. I pass.
Thank you so much, Lou Ann C. Really appreciate that. Although we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared before last Friday, then we would love to hear from you. Please press star 1 to unmute, and we'll take a lineup.
Wendy B.
Elizabeth D.
Elizabeth D.
Julie P.
Julie P. And I heard somebody come in with Julie P. Who is that?
Bruce E.
Bruce E. Anybody else want to get in this lineup?
Janice P.M.
Janice P.M.
Deb E. at Israel.
Deb E. Okay, let's start with this. Wendy B., Elizabeth D., Julie P., Bruce E., Janice P.M., and Deb E. And if you'd like to share, you'll have your chance after that. Okay, Wendy B., please share. Elizabeth D.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And I just love his phrasing, you know, we can only clear the ground a bit. And, you know, that's because, you know, we each need to have our own experience with God. You know, we can't get there on anyone else's coattails. And, you know, sure, we can share our experiences with God, but we can't make it happen for another person. You know, we can't open their eyes and open their hearts to be able to sense God's presence. And, you know, the longing for truth and reality must come from within each of us. And the Big Book says that some people aren't capable of being honest. And, you know, they don't have the desire within them, or the willingness comes out of desperation. You know, we tried every other method, you know, and we're finally out of ideas and ready to ask God for help. And, you know, we become willing to do things God's way. And we learn to recognize our old faulty ideas and let them go and be able to embrace, you know, the God idea. And, you know, I love that we're no longer searching for an answer somewhere out there, you know, somewhere or something to be the solution. But we look within, you know, we start to recognize God's still small voice deep within us, you know, that we had buried under loads of other stuff. And, you know, we learn to relax and get quiet and listen to that voice. You know, we make it a priority to be guided by that voice, you know, instead of all the worldly clamors around us. And I love the promise in the last sentence, the consciousness of our beliefs is sure to come to you. And, you know, God longs to have a relationship, you know, with each one of us. You know, we've all been led to this program as a means to establish that relationship. You know, this is a practical way to make and maintain that intimacy with God, you know, that our hearts long for. And
Wendy, we're stopped hearing you.
Did you hear any of my share?
Yes, we did. We did. Just the last few seconds, it
okay,
kind of
I'm
went
done.
Blank, but we hear you now. Oh, okay,
okay.
Wendy. Oh, thanks
okay.
So much for your share. Appreciate it. Okay, we've got Elizabeth D. Up next, followed by Julie P.
Good morning. Can I be heard?
You sound great.
Thank you. My name is Elizabeth D. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I live in the Boston area, but I'm traveling on the West Coast for business this week. And I'm profoundly grateful that this meeting is here, a live meeting where I can share my experience, strength, and hope with you all. My gratitude is so huge. The last two shares were so helpful to me in reminding me of the proper use of my will, which is to get up no matter what's going on in my life and doing quiet time in order to make conscious contact with the God of my understanding. It is something that, you know, I don't always feel that I want to make this conscious contact, but I do it anyway because I know that the great reality for me is so much better than the fantasy life that I lived in through food and eating in front of the television and shopping and all the ways that I distracted myself from the great reality. Not only can I face this great reality with confidence when I have this higher power that I choose to call God in my life every single day, not only can I face it, but I find joy. And this paragraph points to that. The consciousness of my relationship with that great reality, with that I call God, comes to me. But it is incumbent upon me to take the steps to meet that great reality. And I do that in the 11th step every morning to the best of my ability, however imperfectly, by sitting my butt down and quieting my mind and saying the prayers that work for me and listening for what might be God's will for me. And then I turn my attention in that direction. And when I do that, not only do I make my food more neutral, not always neutral, but more neutral, but it also brings me into a position where I can be of service, greater opportunities for service. I'm not perfect, but I find myself smiling more, less quick to make judgments, less quick to criticize, less quick to think that you're doing something, someone is doing something, thank you, to me, and I find myself filled with joy on a day-to-day. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth D. Julie P., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Bruce C. Please share with us, Julie.
Good morning. My name is Julie P., currently in Minnesota. I am a compulsive overeater and in the process of recovering again. I am a list maker and a checker, and I read this paragraph and I say, we can only clear the ground a bit. Okay, check. If our testimony helps sweep away prejudice, check. I am so grateful for those of you that share your recovery with me on a daily basis through these Vision for You meetings, because it's your testimony, especially from the long timers with continued many years of abstinence. It's those testimonies that help me continue to sweep away the prejudice. And I'm so grateful. I've been in the program since 2021, and I seem to have this crazy pattern of every fall, I take a little mini retreat away from this program. And I'm so grateful that I know that if I keep continuing to come back, that I can join those on the broad highway. Whenever I hop off, I know I get to hop back on again. And I have now learned that with each little mini retreat into relapse that I take, that I come back and know the solution is to strengthen my spiritual relationship with my higher power. And without you all and your shares, I wouldn't have that hope. So today I am very, very hopeful and back on the broad highway, and hope that I can stay on that broad highway this time. But I have to surrender God's will, not Julie's. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
So glad you're trudging with us, Julie P. Thank you very much. Brucey, you're up next, followed by Janice P.M.
Well, good morning. Thank you, everybody, on the call. And thanks, moderator, for this great call and the tremendous part of the big book here. I'm Brucey. I'm in Southwest Florida. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. It says clear the ground a bit. We can only clear the ground a bit. So what does that mean? Well, to me, that means, you know, I'm not going to get too good by Thursday, right? I mean, in other words, I'm not going to get too good real quick here. It's going to take a while. And it's always 2-3 steps forward and 1 step back. It's not 2 steps back and 1 forward. It's always a bunch of them forward and 1 back. And I keep, you know, the 1 back always is, that's the tricky one. 2 or 3, 4 forward are pretty easy, but that 1 back, man, it's a, you know. So we can only clear this thing out a bit. You know, I can only get rid of all these characteristics or character defects a bit. And so sweep away prejudice, think honestly, search diligently, join us. And then it says it pretty much is a guarantee here. With this attitude, you cannot fail. Well, I guess that isn't pretty much a guarantee. That is a guarantee. With this attitude, you cannot fail. You know, we're not going to fail. I'm not going to fail if I do these items previously. The think honestly, that's the biggest. That's for me, that's the biggest stickler. To be totally 100% rigorously honest. You know, the prejudice is starting to go. I've been really trying to surrender that. And the search diligently, yeah, that means I got to put some time into this thing. So what I tried was, it says somewhere, maybe in a big book or 12 and 12 or someplace, or somebody said it, that faith alone is insufficient. You know, I used to think that faith alone would do it. You know, if I only had a little more faith, or God, I got a lot of faith, how come you don't take this fruit away, you know? Well, God wanted me to put legs on my prayers. You know, he wanted me to do something, which was these things that are on here. Search diligently, you know, get rid of prejudice, surrender prejudice, be honest. Then I keep getting stuck on that honest. You know, that's the one. Search diligently. That means I got to do this thing, you know. So it means some work. And, you know, I'm always looking for the easier, softer way. I don't want to, what? I got to do work? You mean I got to, you know, here I come in here, and I got to do work. So thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Brucey. Janice PM, you're up next, and you'll be followed by Deb E.
And thank you so much, Elaine. My name is Janice PM, and I'm a grateful recovered for today. Compulsive overeater, and I live in Massachusetts also. Well, you know, what testimonies I've heard already. And that's how it starts. It says we. And we means to me those that have gone through this, those that are recovered. And how did I start recovery? Well, I mean, it's been said already prior to me. I started by listening to you people and what happened to you, because that's validation. I mean, that's proof. Your people are evidence. You who are recovered that went through this process before I have to go through something before I have the faith. But you, your stories tell me that you've already done this. So you're the evidence, you're proof. How much more can I get from proof? But I have work to do, because I had work to do and I still have work to do every day. And it's already been mentioned. You know, I had a lot of biases. Oh boy, did I ever. I was always judging and irrational suspicions, you know. And I was a hothead, you know, about religion and all that. And in order to believe something, I have to be willing to. And what made me willing? Well, this is only the second step. First, I had to, you know, I had to fail. I didn't have the power to keep the food down or know what to do, and my life was unmanageable. Now it says chain two. That doesn't mean that, oh, I'm all set now, I'm going to get a God in my life and everything's going to be right. No, it's a process to get to. And these are the things, this is what I had to do. I had to let go of, you know, my prejudices and don't be deceptive in my, oh, I always had a pretense, you know, that I was, my reality is this. And so I was very dishonest. And, you know, I thought, well, I had a lot of false beliefs. One was, oh, okay, if I truly surrender to my God, God will take care of everything. Well, yeah, today he does, but I still am in charge of my actions. That's where the diligence come in. I have to do the actions, and God's in charge. My higher power, that's the power that I found through these steps when I made the decision, God is in charge of results. So that had to change. See, I had a lot of thoughts. Oh, okay, already. Good. Okay. So I have learned that I have hope here by listening to others. I became open-minded, and then we begin the path of recovery. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Janice P.M. Okay, Deb E. is up next, and after Deb E., we're going to take another lineup. We're commenting on page 55, paragraph 4, which begins with, we can only clear the ground a bit, and ends with, your belief is sure to come. Please share with us, Deb.
Thank you. Hi, this is Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. And this paragraph just reminds me of how important the community we have in this program is, like how important it is for me to have other people, this fellowship we have of knowing that other people doing this. I think if someone would have just like kind of given me a manual and said like, okay, this is what you have to do to recover, I don't think I would have been willing. It was hard enough to find the willingness with the example of the people who came before me, and I needed to have people come before me to show me, like I needed to see how they could be honest before I could become honest. I need to see how they could live in a rigorously honest way before I could do the same. I had to, you know, sweep away our prejudice. I think of that as I had to get rid of all my ideas, all my old ideas that I had about how I should live my life, how I should, you know, like physically, spiritually, emotionally, all the different aspects of my life, how I should go about them. And I love how this is just, like, how gentle this is. If you wish, you could join us on the broad highway. It's like there's always this mix in the big book of, like, you must, and then, like, if you want, if you wish, this is a suggestion. And I like it because it was enough of a mix for me to not feel like someone's telling me what to do, but at the same time being reminded that, like, this is what must happen. This is what must be done if I want what this book promises. And I think I'll stop there. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Although we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share your experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last few meetings, we would love to hear from you. Commenting on page 55, paragraph 4. So if you'd like to comment, please press star 1 to unmute. And give me your name.
Lynn D., California.
Lynn D. Who'd like to share after Lynn? Well, let's give it some time for people to think about it. Please share with us, Lynn.
Thank you so much for your service. I'm Lynn D. from San Diego, California. And it always makes me smile inside because the broad highway is how my partner found their higher power. There's a lot of prejudices about God and all of that. And, I just couldn't get it. I couldn't get the God concept for probably the first 5 years in program. I tried everything. I just couldn't get it. But I always liked hearing the stories of people, how they found their higher power and how they made their higher power work for them. That was something personal and great and near and dear to their heart. So my partner was driving down the 5 freeway in California, and there's this S curve when you're just getting below downtown, and something came over him, and he just felt the sunlight of the spirit, which is my higher power, and that's how he found it. And from then on, I just love stories like that. The other thing somebody was sharing about was, I tried to do this by myself for so long. I thought I could just get isolated. This is how I dieted. I cut off all my friends. I didn't do any social things. I ate the diet foods, and I just, lost the weight, and I was a miserable, kind of whiny, bad friend. And, that's not a I could diet. I could definitely diet, but nothing ever stuck. Maintenance was never a thing. And I was miserable, and I made the people around me miserable. So I can't, that is not a great way to live life. Been talking with a couple of other fellows, and everybody's saying, oh, why doesn't everybody just have a 12-step way of life, no matter what it is? And I always laugh and chuckle to myself, but it's you got to want it, and you got to find the common ground among your people and just kind of, do it, walk through the steps. And for me, walking through the steps and finding the higher power and using it to the best of my ability, it has changed my life tremendously. And now I can't even think of any other way to do life. So thank you for letting me share with that. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Lindy. Wouldn't it be cool if it were required learning from kindergarten through 12th grade? Okay, we have room for more shares on page 55, paragraph 4. And we'd love to hear from you. Who would like to comment?
Sandy T. from California.
I heard Sandy T. And somebody else came in, right, with Sandy?
Daria F. from Michigan.
Daria F.
Mm-hmm. Judith
S. P.
Alex. Barbara A.
Barbara A. And I think room for one more.
Alex K.
Alex K. Okay. Excellent. Thank you, everybody. So we've got Sandra T. followed by Dara. I might have gotten your last name wrong. R. You can correct me. Judith S. P., Barbara A., and Alex K. Wonderful. Sandy T., please share with us, and Daria will be right after you.
Hi, this is Sandy T. from California. Just wanted to share with you all what it looks like when somebody is looking for a caring, higher power. This is what came to me this morning. What if it is possible that God is caring for me, wants to help me, realizes that I know nothing, and that I realize I do not know how to take care of me? What if I acted as if HP has my hand all day and my head? Would I leave myself in his care? How would it look to act as if this were happening at this moment? Thank you all for letting me share. You're my inspiration every morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sandy T. Daria R., you're up next. followed by Judith S.P.
Thank you. My name is Daria S. as in Frank. I am in Michigan. I had several thoughts when I read this paragraph. The first one was about testimony. And like others have mentioned, to me, being on these calls and being in meetings provides the opportunity to hear everyone's testimony, because it is your testimony that helps me in my program, that, you know, when I am stymied by something or feeling bad or whatever it is, just talking to somebody else. And I believe that puts us together, the people that need to speak with each other, you know, in that moment. The other thing I thought about was the broad highway, that it is wide enough to accommodate every kind of individual who seeks that path, and it's not so narrow that it's limiting, and it allows for us to have our individual journeys. And that is the other thing I was thinking about is, you know, the other day I just got really resentful about program, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to make calls. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, because essentially I'm just a lazy person and I don't want to put forth any effort. And so it was, for me, understanding that I get encouragement from the people that I reach out to, and that my journey is unique to me. And I had expectations that, oh my gosh, I would recover. Yes, I forgot to say I am recovered, compulsive overeater. I thought that when I recovered, everything would be easier, even though people said it wouldn't be. But I just kept thinking, what's wrong with me that I keep, you know, that I still have this growth I still have to grow, and I still have to work, and I have to be willing. And, you know, it is a daily thing. It's a daily reprieve. And some days for me are better than others. Some days I feel when I have felt connected to my higher power, I feel peace at the end of the day. And other times when I try to drive the car, you know, I might have my higher power sit next to me, I get myself into a tizzy. So I am grateful for all of you, for all your shares, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Daria F. Grateful for your share, too. Judith S.P., you're up next, followed by Barbara A.
Hi, thank you for moderating and for everyone being here. My name is Judith S.P. from Maryland. Truly grateful to be here. Thank you, God, for bringing me to the meeting. All the shares have been marvelous. I've been going through challenges, many self-created, some realistic, but with this attitude, you cannot fail. And the word that's so invaluable that I have to have almost tattooed on my forehead, so when I smile at myself in the mirror, I can have the right attitude. When I sweep, it's helped me to sweep away the prejudices about God, about other people, about circumstances, et cetera, et cetera. When they are swept away, excuse me, and I'm honest, rigorously honest, and I'm diligent, which means it is imperative that I take my medicine every day, throughout the day, and trust God and stay with God. And when I do that, my attitude is clear, and I can, in moments of distress, as I did an outreach call this morning, an attempt step, fellows are here for me. The hand is there. On the broad highway, we're all together. And I have to remember that this is a we program. And my attitude, when it starts getting dusty and sort of deteriorating, that I'm moving away from my higher power. That's the consequence. That's the outcome. And when I stand up and I say I'm going to reach out to someone, I'm going to help someone, I'm going to go to a meeting, I'm going to hold the door for the person at the grocery store, whatever it is, the sun is shining or it's raining, it doesn't matter. It has to do with an internal attitude of feeling so grateful, truly grateful, that I'm a compulsive, overeater in recovery, working every moment to do God's will and have myself, Judith, move aside, be swept away, my own prejudices about me, and focus on God's love for me, my love for myself, and my love for you all. So with that, I'll pass, and so grateful to be able to share.
Thank you very much, Judith S.P. Barbara A., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Alex K.
Good morning, fellows. I'm just sitting and praying that God will speak through me. And really, what I want to relay today is that I woke up in a panic. You know, I sit on the side of the bed. I'm thinking about something that's been pressing on me for a while. And I honestly today said, God, just take this away. I don't need to think about this. And it was gone. And then I come into the kitchen and I have this other issue that I'm going to deal with. And I'm going over, I spent an hour looking at some paperwork. And finally, I said, God, just tell me that this is okay. And the truth was, I was trying to make numbers match and I didn't have to do it. These are character defects of having to make sure everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be perfect. The consciousness of my belief that God is going to make everything just the way it needs to be, that the universe is going to provide, that I am going to experience, that whatever my higher power provides for me, I am going to be a part of. And my attitude, I've heard people say it today, that attitude that I carry into each situation is so critical to how I relate to God and to other people. It's just today, I am not free of my character defects, but I am free of using food to justify my behavior. And I love that about this program. I am so grateful to be recovered on a daily basis by practicing these steps, by reaching out to people, by coming to these meetings. Thank you, Lord, for the people that put together these meetings and the work you do. Because I need to check in. That was another thing after going through all these numbers and sitting here. I need to get on a meeting. I need to listen. I need to share. I'm just so grateful today for vision. I'm grateful for my recovery. I'm grateful for the opportunity to deal with my character defects one at a time, sometimes two at a time. And thank you for your work, moderator, and thank everyone who makes this meeting possible. And this is Barbara A. from California. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much, Barbara A. Alex K., you're up next. Please share with us.
Thank you, Elaine. Hi, everyone. Alex K., compulsive eater in California, giving a reprieve for today. Consciousness of being is sure to come to you. That happened for me despite my resistance. I had so much prejudice and judgment. I didn't think I needed or wanted it, but over time it has come, and it, I couldn't make it happen, yet it happened. And today I have a strong connection with my higher power. I kept coming back and following suggestions, and my thinking really started changing. I'm reminded of the saying, I can't think my way into right action. I need to act my way into right thinking. And it often amazes me to think how different my thinking is now. Just one of the many miracles in my life, thanks to this program. I treasure my quiet time each morning with my higher power, where I reestablish conscious contact because I wake up in self-will and negative thinking. And then throughout the day, I try to keep checking in with my higher power, and I can carry that conscious contact with me. And it's so comforting to know that my loving, compassionate higher power is always with me, loving me unconditionally and helping me with everything and taking good care of me. And of course, I'm human and I have self-will and defects, and I get separate. I separate myself from my higher power. I go off on field trips, but I'm always brought back into balance and peace with my higher power. And I'm so grateful for that, and to know that whatever life brings, we can go through it together. Such a priceless gift. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much, Alex K. We have time for a two-minute share. Who would like to take it? Minutes available. Going quickly. If you haven't shared in the last couple of days, we'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Lily S.C.
Please share with us.
Okay. I'm a compulsive overeater. You know, with this program and listening to all the shares this morning, it's always so encouraging. We need each other so desperately. When it comes to this disease, listening to other people and their encouragement, and I need to listen to all of you. As someone who has been through this program and, you know, has had pieces of recovery, and then, you know, a lot of turmoil and, you know, the bedevilments of life, it's always so wonderful to come back. And, you know, this is that one stable thing that always leads us to God and always leads me to be a better person. And for that, I'm very thankful. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Lilia C. Appreciate your share. And we'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Alex K. please read A Vision for You?
Thank you, Elaine. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happiest destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.